Now, fifthly and lastly, there's the stage of the arising of what we call insight. And this stage represents a sort of knowing of reality, ultimate reality, or even, we may say, a sort of suffusion of our whole being with reality in such a way that it is transformed and transfigured. At this point, we may say, in our meditation experience, quantitative change, that it was an increase of concentration and so on, becomes qualitative. And something, in a way, quite different happens. And this something quite different is the arising of what we call insight. Suddenly we start seeing things, or seeing into the heart of things, and not seeing things in the sense of seeing apparitions or anything of that sort. We are seeing things as they are, seeing things more clearly than we'd ever seen them in our lives before. At first, of course, we see just by flashes. I remember someone, I think it was Coleridge, writing that to see the actor Keane acting was like reading Shakespeare by flashes of lightning. So these flashes of insight are rather like that. They light up the whole intellectual, the whole spiritual landscape just for an instant, and you just see everything in all directions clearly, and then it's no more. So this is how the insight arises to begin with, in these sort of flashes. But eventually it becomes more stable. The flashes last longer, they linger a bit, and you start taking in more and more of this spiritual landscape which is revealed. And eventually it's as though a sort of continuous beam, even a continuous light, starts dawning, and you never altogether lose that. And in this way, eventually, in the course of years or decades or lifetimes of practice, eventually enlightenment dawns. Now, this is the pattern of development. This is the way in which our meditation experience unfolds, at least in outline, through these five successive progressive stages, starting with withdrawal of the mind from the senses, and then continuing with suppression of the five hindrances and elimination of discursive thought, then going on to the development of higher states of awareness and consciousness, and culminating in the arising of insight into reality itself. Now, there are many possible variations. I've given just the outline. I've given those features which seem to be common to all particular kinds of meditation practice and experience. But there are many possible variations. It's possible to pass through these stages in a number of different ways. Now, today, we are concerned with the way or ways in which meditation is practiced and people pass through these stages in Tibet.